Good morning. You know, it's communion. What do we think about when we have communion? You know, the whole Christian world, this is the communion is a time when we think about what God has done for us. You know, for the disciples, it was very, after the resurrection, it was very important to them. They realized something that they didn't know before. And one of the things we want to do today is I just want to review just a little bit about what God has done for us. And in a special way, we're going to be looking at John chapter 13, rather, the first part. But what were the disciples thinking when Jesus did this? What was Jesus wanting to share with them? And so, as we look at this, there's a couple things I want to look at today. And one of the verses I want to talk to you about today is Luke chapter 22, 14 through 16. That's Luke 22, 14 through 16. And here's what it said. Jesus was about ready to meet with them. And this is what he says. Verse 14 in Luke 22. It says, "And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him, and he said unto them, With desire I have desired to eat the Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Jesus was trying to tell them two different things. He desired to eat with them. For what purpose? Why did he desire to make, he wanted to make known to them what was about ready to take place. And then he said he was not going to eat this again until it comes to the kingdom of God. So he, whatever he was going to do when it was the fulfillment of it, then he was going to eat again with us in that kingdom. What were the things that he wanted to share with the people today? At that time, and we're going to look into that just a little bit, because one of the things we're looking at is Jesus wanted to identify with them what he was going to do. He was going to die on the cross, and we're going to talk about those things just a little bit as we do the emblems a little bit later on today. But there were some other things that he wanted to share with them, and those were things that he was going to be doing that was going to be ministering unto them till he comes. And when that glorious day arrives, he is going to be able to celebrate it together with them. And so he wanted to cover two things there. And with the first and the emblems, the main thing he wanted to share with them is the magnitude of the love that Jesus had for sinful man. He wanted them to realize that, and over again in Jesus' life, he tried to share with them and what took place. They were thinking of the temporal kingdom. And here's one of the verses. It's in Matthew 16, verse 21. And here's what it says. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders, of the chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. Jesus was trying over and over again to reveal to them what he was going to be doing, and they sort of continued concentrating on their personal life, where they were going to be in the kingdom, where they were going to sit, what level of positions they would have in this kingdom. And Jesus was concerned and he desired to meet with them in this last Passover. What we want to do is let's go to chapter 13 in John. We're going to be in there for a little while, and we're going to talk a little bit about what took place there. You know, Jesus was overwhelmed with some of the things that were happening, that he wanted so desiring to tell them, but they were just not getting understanding this. And so let's begin in chapter 13 in John, verse 4. And here's what it says. It says, he raised from supper and laid aside his garment and took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured the water into the basin and he gave it, and he began to wash the disciples' feet. And he wiped them with the towel wherein he girded. Then came he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. You know, they came into that room and there was a little bit of skirmish going on. Who was going to be sitting next to Jesus? Who was the one going to be sitting right next to their Messiah, the one that is going to be ruling the nation here on this earth? And they were struggling with this. And Jesus, when Peter asked this, he's saying, are you going to be doing this? You are our captain, our leader, and you are wanting to do this to me? And Jesus says, what I do, you don't know now, but you will, he says. Then look what it says in verse 8. It says, Peter saith unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. And Jesus said, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. What is Jesus saying? What is Jesus saying to him? Peter is refusing to be washed. And Jesus says, if you don't let me, you have no part with me in the kingdom. Simon goes on, he says, Peter saith unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. And Jesus said, which I repeated, sorry. And it said, Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but my head and my hands. Peter then realized he wants to be part of this kingdom, so he submits to whatever God says. He had a heart that wanted to follow him, but yet Jesus knew the disciples. He knew their hearts. He knew what they would all do. But yet he knew one that would betray him. And let's look and see what Jesus says. He says, and Jesus said unto him, and he says, Jesus said unto him, this is verse 10, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his butt, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. He recognized and he told Peter, he says, you know, you don't need to be washed all over. What does he mean by washing? What did Jesus refer to them when he talked to them about washing? Do we need to be washed? Amen. Yes, we do. Do we need to be baptized and cleaned? Jesus says, if you're washed, if you're clean, you just need to have your feet cleaned. You know, sometimes we can walk through life and we have accepted the Lord and our Savior, and we walk through this life and we step in some mud puddles of sin. And we need some cleaning. We have a direction. Jesus knew who the disciples were. He knew the direction that they were going to take, but he also knew Peter was going to deny him. And Jesus says, you just need to know that you need these small washings as well. I know where your heart is, but remember, you can come to me. You remember Jesus said, it wasn't Jesus, but in 1 John, he says, I pray, you know, if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But then in chapter 2 in that same book, he also says, my little children, I pray that you sin not. But if you sin, you have an advocate, the Father, Jesus Christ, our righteousness. So we have this, we accept Christ and we're washed, but sometimes we get our feet a little bit dirty. Through sin, through this world, things happen, and we can go to this Jesus. And Jesus, remember, Jesus is saying, if I don't wash you, you don't have any part with me. We need to remember Jesus, this time that we come together, is realizing that Jesus wants to continually wash us where we may have accidentally stepped off. Amen for that. Jesus goes on and he says that all of you are not clean. He knew Judas. He knew Judas's purpose was not to be with him. He was trying to force Jesus into being the ruler of this kingdom, of this world. And Jesus knew he needed a real cleaning. And so Jesus is sharing, Judas is not clean and one of you is not clean. But he knew the disciples' heart. He knew that Peter would step off, but he could be cleaned again. And so he goes on, and this is what he says, and he knew about, in verse 11, it says he knew that not all of them were clean. And look at verse 12. But after he had washed their feet, he had taken his garment and was set down again and said unto them, know ye what I have done unto you? And then he says this, and he says, verse 13, ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so am I. If ye then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. This service that we go to is more than just a time of being humble and asking God to forgive. We humble ourselves and ask the Lord, we go to him and we say, Lord, yes, I've sinned as Peter did, and he pleaded and the Lord forgave him. He knew their direction. He knew they weren't all clean, but he was working with them to clean them. You know, Jesus asked us to do that. In this service, do we recognize that we need to come to him often to ask for forgiveness as needed? Do we realize that? The service brings that out. And then we look, and then he says, if I'm your Lord and Master, you need to do it with each other. So what does that do? Are we willing? This is called a humble, or the humble ourselves before God. Are we willing to wash someone else's feet? That's service. God is asking us to realize we need to be washed, and continually through the blood of Christ, we need to be washed. And are we willing to allow God to wash us? Peter refused that at first, and then he recognized, you wash me, Lord, so I can be in your kingdom. But at the same time, Jesus says, you need to wash one another's feet. Verse 15, here's what it says, for I have given you example that ye should do as I have done unto you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, The servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. Now, I had to stop there just for a minute, and I had to contemplate. Every time I go through this, there's something else that I pick up. Jesus himself is saying, he says, if I'm your Lord and Master and is willing to do this, are you greater than my Lord and Master? Are you greater than I am? He's saying to them, are you refusing to serve me? And this is what he was trying to do. There was two parts. He wanted to let them know what he was doing in the kingdom of God and what he was doing to save them to the uttermost, the love that he had for sinful man. But yet he wanted us to be involved with this kingdom in serving. There was a struggle with the disciples. They were wrestling between this service, and Christ was stepping down to serve man. And they says, no, we can't do this in this new kingdom that's coming up. And Jesus says, no, I need to wash you so you understand what the new kingdom is about. And he served them. And he says, then look what it says. Then look what it says. He said in verse 17, he says, if you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. As we think about this service today, God is calling us to look at this service as where God wants to clean us and God wants to wash us. He wants to wash us clean. At the same time, he wants us to be servants for him in his kingdom. Serve as a servant would do. We're not greater than our Lord. So he asks us to just follow him.